The first big snowstorm of the winter of 1985 fell on Thanksgiving. After that, another massive storm seemed to enter the area every few weeks and drop inches or even a foot, blanketing the landscape and making the town look like a Christmas card long before the holiday arrived. Schools were closed more times that winter than in the previous 5 years combined. Nearly every week, Doris Patterson finalized the lesson plan for her second grade class, only to have to change it entirely due to yet another snow day. After 29 years of teaching, Doris was accustomed to the unexpected. Where some saw chaos, she saw opportunity. When the principal announced an early dismissal over the PA system, Doris tried to think up a fun new assignment for her students to accompany the traditional spelling and math homework. Assignments like, "What are the flowers thinking beneath the snow?" or, "When do birds make reservations to fly south?" Those simple assignments, she'd seen them stir her students' imaginations, creating wonderful memories for her scrapbook. In the last couple of years, Doris had considered retiring, but for whatever reason, had always felt she wasn't ready. Until now. She'd recently informed the principal that this would be her last school year. Her husband had retired 4 years earlier from the post office. He was anxious to hit the wide open roads with her in a brand new RV he'd purchased, with Herb and Doris airbrushed in blue and pink on the spare tire cover. Maybe it was all the snow there had been that year, but warm winters in the Southwest had begun to sound good to her. Doris never showed favoritism outwardly, but every year there was one child in her classroom who captured her heart. In 1985, that child was Nathan Andrews. Nathan was quiet and introspective. He had sandy hair, huge blue eyes, and a shy smile. Doris noticed that his gentle...